On Saturday night in St. Petersburg, a teenage boy was shot and killed by a St. Petersburg police officer during a high school graduation celebration. The police say that 17-year-old Javon Dawson fired a gun outside the Shining Light Masonic Lodge, where several hundred teenagers had gathered. But there are others who say the police murdered an unarmed teen. Nyabinga Zimbabwe is a member of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, also known as the Uhurus. Zimbabwe said that witnesses he has spoken to say that Dawson did not have a gun, contrary to the story put forward by the police in the media.
He was there with his hands raised when the police shot him, and that after they shot him in the back, that when other people attempted to help him to stop the bleeding, the police maced other folk who were there, particularly, I believe, his cousin. And then as his younger brother attempted to help him, the police told him that that they would shoot him if he didn't stop. So if he didn't get away from him.
According to the St. Petersburg police, Officer Terrence Nemeth saw Dawson fire the gun and then point the gun at him. Nemeth then shot Dawson twice. Dawson, who had just finished his sophomore year at Gibbs High School, fled before collapsing in the yard of a nearby home where he died. Zimbabwe told WMNF that the witnesses who were at the scene are not talking to the media yet for legal reasons. They say that shots were fired in the air, but Dawson did not have a gun until police planted it on the scene.
According to the numerous witnesses that we've talked to, he had no gun. And so if that was a gun found, the police put it there. And that's not something new at that. The police have done that in the past, it's a common practice.
Bill Prophet is a spokesperson for the St. Petersburg Police Department. He said that Officer Nemeth is on paid leave while three different investigations are ongoing, so not all the facts are clear. Two of the investigations are being done by the St. Pete Police, one by its Criminal Investigations Unit and the other by Internal Affairs.
Several officers responded to the 3100 block of Fremont Terrace South in response to a call to the police about a graduation party that was supposed to have 50 people, ended up having maybe 250 people that were spilling onto the street and causing some problems. Several officers arrived at the scene. They began dispersing the crowd. They began hearing multiple gunshots coming from the crowd. And at some point, Officer Nemeth observed Javon Dawson shooting a gun. He verbally challenged him to drop the gun. Dawson did not comply. At some point, he pointed the gun in the direction of the officer. The officer fired two rounds, killing him.
One of the shots that Officer Nemeth fired hit Dawson in the right shoulder, and the other hit him in the back, Prophet said.
At the time of the shooting, Javon Dawson was presenting the right side of his body to the officer. He was in an angle to the officer, and he was pointing his gun back at the officer at the time the officer fired. One bullet struck Javon Dawson in the right shoulder, and the bullet transversed his torso. And the second round, apparently as Dawson continued to turn, struck him in the left rear back area near the kidney.
Prophet told WMNF that he has heard that Dawson's family has not been able to view or take possession of his body, and that the police are trying to resolve that issue between the family and the medical examiner's office. Prophet said there was a gun recovered near Dawson's body. It was a Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver, but the police do not know yet who it is registered to. The police did not use mace or pepper spray, Prophet said.
First I ever heard of that. I don't think so, because the reports we have is that the people in the crowd left quickly. So quickly, in fact, they were still having a hard time trying to locate witnesses.
The case is also under routine investigation by the Pinellas Pasco State Attorney's Office. They declined to be interviewed while the investigation is ongoing, but when it's complete, they will issue a letter of their findings to the St. Petersburg Chief of Police. On Monday morning, about 30 people marched and held signs with photos of Dawson outside the St. Petersburg Police Department. WMNF asked Zimbabwe what the Uhurus are calling for.
We say jail the killer cop. This was an unjust killing, the police who killed this young man should be locked up, like anybody else would be locked up for killing somebody. We also call for reparations to be paid to his family.
Zimbabwe said that police violence is an overall campaign to make St. Petersburg more appealing for wealthy white people by getting rid of the existing communities of color.
The murder of Javon Dawson is a result of a public policy of police containment, a policy by the city to contain the African community with police instead of creating economic development for the African community. You see Africans, people brutalized in the street. You see African people murdered. That's our understanding. And we call for an end to the policy of police containment, and we demand a real economic development. We demand a situation where the infusion of money into the African community to develop commerce and businesses that could be owned and controlled by African people.
Zimbabwe called the killing of Javon Dawson a terrible situation.
You know, the life taken from this young this young African who was at a graduation party, you know, 17 years old at a graduation party. And this is somebody who, you know, who had no previous relationship with the police, no previous history of having any type of contact with police. And you have now, as a result of them having murdered him, a campaign of slander going on.
This Wednesday at 6 p.m., supporters of Justice for Javon Dawson will meet at the Uhuru House, located at 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.